The gospel today speaks about the poor widow who puts in two small coins in the temple. Let me highlight a couple of gospel principles that emerge in this story in connection with God's judgment and our own sense of self-worth. The first one is that God looks at the heart. And now that doesn't mean that the external actions, the offering, is something totally irrelevant, because the actions are like a window to the heart. God noticed the poor widow precisely because she gave something. But God didn't value her offering in its absolute value, but in its relative value, because it came as a very sincere and sacrificial gift. And this is a constant in the kingdom of God, that good actions need to come from a good heart to be really valuable. You may think, well, that's even more difficult, because I can do something externally, but I cannot easily change my motivations. True, but what the Lord says here is challenging and it's also comforting, especially when you look at the second element I want to highlight, and that is that He is encouraging you to give your 100%, no matter where you stand in comparison with other people. I don't know if you noticed this, but this episode stands in contrast with the parable of the talents that we read a few days ago. Think of the temptation of the third servant, the one that received only one talent. That temptation was possibly connected with the fact that, you know, the other people received more than him, and so he could have thought, I am out of luck. It makes sense for these other people to go for great things, but look at me. I won't excel. They will always obviously be better than I am. And so that situation of having less than others becomes a challenge, just because other people have more, not because what I have is negligible. Other people may outshine me, and that seems that takes away all the motivation for what I want to do. So Jesus is telling us, in the face of this, don't think that way. Don't be discouraged because of that. There are areas in which you are strong. He and Jesus wants you to use those talents, those gifts, in a good way. Don't be overconfident there. Go for big things if you have received great gifts. But even in those areas in which you are not so gifted, God wants you to do like this poor widow and give your 100%, especially if those areas are meaningful areas in life, areas in which your call to be a disciple has an important role to play. And if you do that, if you give your 100%, even in areas in which you're not so gifted, that will draw this admiration, this commendation from Christ. You know, he will be surprised and admire what you're doing. So what is that area of my life in which Jesus wants me to give those two small coins? Why is that important for him? When I reason with myself about this, about my situation with my two little talents or coins, if you want, what are the reasons I hear from myself, and what would Jesus respond to those?